USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At the first debate of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Senator Elizabeth Warren said corruption, plain and simple, is preventing millions of Americans from benefiting from the robust economy. Pressed about her desire to enact sweeping economic reforms, Warren said it's necessary, even though the economy is growing under President Donald Trump, because she said the status quo is helping wealthy and corporations, but not average people. Other candidates agreed the economy is not working for many Americans. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota said Trump is gloating in the White House, while former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke switched into Spanish to speak about inequalities and then turned to English to slam the rigged economy that he said helps the wealthy and corporations. This debate is the first chance for many Americans to get to see the largest and most diverse presidential primary field in history. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Federal Aviation Administration has found a potential risk in the Boeing 737 MAX software update that was supposed to improve safety after the jets were grounded worldwide following two fatal crashes since last October. Investigators found a problem with the updated Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, or MCAS, automated flight control system during a flight simulation. If the MCAS software senses the plane is going into a stall, the system pushes the plane's nose down repeatedly, which is a standard procedure to avoid a stall. Investigators believe the system may have been responsible for the two deadly crashes. Investigators are looking into whether Tyson's Food, Pilgrim's Pride, and Sanderson Farms, as well as Purdue, conspired to drive up prices on everything from chicken breast, chicken tacos, to chicken nuggets, costing a typical American household an extra $210 a year. All four companies deny allegations of collusion and promise a robust legal defense. Listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There is a new White House press secretary. With that story, here's Robin Wilinski.
The White House named Stephanie Grisham to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders as press secretary. President Trump telling a pool of reporters in the Oval Office.
She's here. She knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know. A lot of the folks in the media like her very much. And I think she's going to be fantastic. I think she's going to do a great job.
Now, the reason Grisham knows everybody, as the president says there, is that she's been communications director for First Lady Melania Trump.
The largest oil refinery on the East Coast said it will close now after a devastating fire last week that set off explosions and damaged equipment. An analyst said consumers will see gas prices rise as the summer travel hits full swing. Philadelphia Energy Solutions sent a notice to state labor officials that it will shut the plant down and lay off about 1,000 workers over the next 2 weeks. The fire significantly damaged equipment and systems at the complex that was already struggling financially. Gasoline futures prices spiked after the first news of the refinery's possible closure, and prices continue to remain high, according to the market's research company called FactSet. Motorists in the Mid-Atlantic region will likely see modest price increases as more summer travelers hit the road, according to AAA spokeswoman Jana Tidwell in a statement. You can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.